ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। इन टुडेज ओम शांति, व्हाट इज फिल्ड इन टुडेज ओम शांति? January month is month of silence, but in this silence a tower of peace is not just peace. The tower of peace is the tower of power. The tower of peace is the tower of purity. Tower of knowledge, tower of love. All the powers contains in tower of peace. So Om Shanti means Om Shakti, Om Khushi, no? Because last Murli, Baba spoke about again and again, remain happy. So all of us have learned to prepare Dil Khush Mithai, Happy Heart Toli. Dil khush, dil khush mithai. Remain happy. Maintain happiness. Share happiness. Donate happiness. What it is that takes away our happiness? What disturbs us? We are happy. We are the most lucky. Luckiest children in the world. And not lucky only at this time. But the fortune maker mother, Bhagya Vidhata Brahma Ma, creates direct fortune and in order to create this fortune, the power of the bestower of the fortune is making our fortune so eternal. But then yet, what it is that happiness disappears? Have you thought about it? Nobody likes to be sad. Everyone wants to remain happy. And yet, very subtle ways, check when there are any type of doubt comes in the intellect. Doubt becomes disease. And when the disease is there, it takes away our ease, it takes away our happiness. Doubt in self. Doubt in my part. Doubt in others. And so it means that we begin to waste our energy, what we have already received. We are losing it. Happiness disappears. expectations on others, expectation of self as well. And expectations are never fulfilled. Or expectations are fulfilled, then this fulfillment brings hundredfold more expectations. And then this satisfaction takes away the sparkle on our face. Joy, inner joy, inner happiness. So we are not santushmani anymore, jewel of contentment. Then we are the stone of worry. Then we not actually have good wishes even for our own self, not for others. Thinking about others. What happens? We begin to work too much. What work? Labor. A lot of labor we do. Try to work on others. Because Baba said, work, work, work. Right? But we have to see what I am working. How I am working. Am I working at, if we have a nice, good job, bringing a lot of income, there's happiness. You work a lot, and income is not much. What is it? Oh, so I'm working, but I'm not happy with my job. So Baba is saying work. So what is, with what does it mean that I have to work? We must work, we should work. And it is anyway, it's time, no? The Baba's teaching is also time to time, according to the time, just like in our method of teaching, there used to be a time when just listen hours and hours and enjoy classes were very proper or prominent or everybody. And now, seminars, more workshops. Right? So we need to do workshops, no? Open a shop. Work on the self. Work, double work. Work on the self. When we start working on others, it doesn't work. And a lot of energy is wasted. Certainly we go, all these doors of why this person is doing like that. He should not be doing like this. She should not be saying this. She should not think even that. And we do not know what they are thinking. We generally give our opinion, this one is thinking like that. But when we realize that what I was thinking, he is thinking like that, I was wrong. I was not a right thought reader, no. My thinking or my imagination was different than what others have thought about it. We started thinking that we mean like this, but they didn't mean that at all. And so it is expectations, imaginations, doubt. These are the holes, what we come, we have the income, but we are losing this. Misusing our working, our mind work too much, which should not work in this way. And today Baba is saying, don't become laborer. Royal work, do work, because we are working, we are the learning Raja Yoga to become the ruler of our own sense organs. Royalty, royal job is first working on my own sense organs. My mind, my minister. So then question is, that is my mind. I am my mind myself. So what my mind, why I say my mind? I am mind. I am intellect. So my intellect is doubting. My mind is thinking these thoughts. So what happens that I lose the consciousness of my real self? So thinking in under the influence of my own identity, thinking in body consciousness. There's a difference between thinking. Whenever we are thinking about others, what is influence at that time? Is it the soul we are thinking, or is we are thinking of the person? Connected with my situation, or with the behavior, or with problem, at that time, is connected with what? External things. So it is the soul consciousness. The soul, when it is in a real state of mind, this power of purity in a bodiless stage, when thinking is not much. Thinking is just thought and it works. There's no need to think too much. Intellect makes decision, and that is clear, there's no doubt in that. Faith. So there's difference between whole day, how our thoughts are moving, which kind of sense organs, how they are working, where I am using them. And when I am in soul consciousness or working in a state of introspection, how my sense organs are working. My mind, how is working at that time. Its karan karamanhar is making it happen. I'm working for Baba, with Baba, according to the direction of Baba. So there's difference between. So when we are learning, we have learned to work with Baba, for Baba, in His company, then Baba says work. Laukik work is also important. Then Baba says, just don't go alone at job. We go with Baba. Whole day we are certainly, that's also work. Karma yoga is also work. Karma. Karma indriya. Karma means karo. Do it. Action. So actions are performed to achieve karma teeth. Karma, karo. Means do it. Work. Work means action. So action in soul consciousness, in connection with Baba, then all the actions that we are performing is a balance. Thinking, Swachintan and Shubjintan that Baba gave this last Sunday's Murli. I think it was last Avyakta Murli, not a revised course. Shubjintan, good wishes. Then it is the mind is thinking about others with empowering others to perform elevated actions. We are working, Baba says, with your power, they are able to transform themselves with your good wishes. We want, we have good wishes to change others, but I have to change my attitude. They should change, but I have to change my attitude. I have to change my vision. I should change my feelings. So it means to work, the internal work, external work. Laukik work, alaukik work. physical job for our own responsibility to sustain ourselves, not to be dependent on anyone, remain free, maintain self-respect, not to be lazy and careless. It's okay, I am Baba's child. Baba will take care of me. No, Baba does take care of those who take care of them on themselves. Just like those who have a courage and Baba gives help. So it's a balanced in every aspect. And so we need to work whatever is not working. So workshop is means to repair something. Something is not, you check it. So we have to work what is not working in us. Why happiness is not working? Why inner joy is not there? So why we need to ask, we have to stop saying why. We have to stop this question, why, what, where, how, who. But at the same time, we have to work on this. Because these are the same, it's the same screw. When it is loose, it doesn't work. Using the same screw, machinery begins to work. You're nothing, it was just the screw was loose. And the one who is a mechanic, he just fixed the same screw, machinery begins to work. So it is this, what is, it is introspection, becoming my own teacher. Many different methods Baba has given, many things, time to time, directions that Baba has given. We need to use this. It means I do work. And this work brings joy. When through introspection we are doing, whatever work we are doing, result is visible. When result is not visible, then tiredness takes away our happiness. I'm working so hard, it doesn't work. So it is very deep, honest checking of myself. Connection with Baba is also missing. Is it power in it, clarity? So then, of course, intellect yoga with Baba then brings, I am able to have the right touching. Right touching power comes, catching power is clear. So working on that my intellect is not engaged somewhere else, so that I can catch what Baba is saying. If my intellect is engaged somewhere, and I am certainly focused, I want to, I am really checking, this should, but intellect is somewhere else. Yoga of the intellect is connected with other places, or with people, or with my past, or with my inferiority, superiority complex. There are certain, what are the defects in me? When I know that fact, and I'm able to work on it, then there is joy. So if Baba wants to become what he is telling us to become, all virtuous. So it means I have to work on my defects and use my virtues in action, in connection with my own self, with others and with Baba. Service. Self-service and service of others. Remembrance means yoga power. I work on myself. This, what type of what qualities I, the soul, am experiencing, using them. the training that Baba is giving us, this training is practical in action, is a real job we are doing, or we are just receiving and keeping a lot of bank balance, but we are not using it. Then there is intoxication that I have a lot of knowledge. Knowledge has been given so much, the treasure of knowledge, the wealth is there, virtues are also there, but at the time when it is need, we forget to cash those properties. It is plenty of bank balance. If we revise, Baba's Muralis, even revision course takes place, our notebook, not only notebook, but what we have noted down, it's here. If I ask, many points immediately will come on surface. No? But in order to actually use it, it is just like in a bank balance is there, is deposit. But to cash it, to use it at the time of need, what is needed? I need to have the original signature. If my original signature do not match, I cannot cash. The pure actions are performed also in pure consciousness, and in order to work it, to use it for others, also need to have this soul consciousness. Virtues are also used. We help others, but with which consciousness? What is really conscious of benevolence? Is real humility? Is the real selflessness? Is this real surrender consciousness? As what, how Baba worked on ourselves. So, Baba says, I am your most obedient servant. So Baba did service. So are we doing the service of myself and others? The same awareness, with the same intoxication, with the same aim? This subtle checking is needed. So working. When we are learning this to work more and more on ourselves, then this work works, working together. As much I want, I work on my self-respect. I work to respect on the specialities also others. I want appreciation, what I do. Do I really appreciate from the bottom of my heart the work of others? I'm internally, I am pleased that others have accepted, and if somebody speak about it, yeah, it was good. Am I really happy then when others have done some work and people are speaking about, they did this, they did this. I say, yeah, they did this, but you don't know that was also, they did this. Immediately, others think praise and I think one of the defect. So is it with the same balance what I want, that I am able to give it to others? Yesterday when we were reading Murali, Baba said, if there is satisfaction in receiving, there would be satisfaction in giving. Whatever balance is there. So in the same way, when what I want from Baba, it is not just for myself, it is also for others. How much that is used. So, when internal work is done, then whatever work we are doing for others or Laukik job, it becomes alaukik. So, Laukik job, alaukik job becomes a balance, and there is bliss and blessings because godly power is working in it. So it is, one aspect is repairing, other it is making it quality, and the third is then sharing, creating also, working together. Working self, working in unity. Yesterday we read Ajit Bhaktadas Murli, last night, 21st, paying attention. It's respect, with love and respect, but unity. Sharing the virtues with each other. So this, when work on self and work with others together with unity, constant work, unshakable stage on self, certainly constant working on myself with intoxication, with an aim, then both jobs, laukik and alaukik, this balance brings bliss and blessings. And when blessings are there, there is great joy. We don't have to work hard, but we receive the power. Today is the day of blessings as well. Offering a month of January is the month of blessings and powers. So, when it is work is bringing result, then there is happiness. Are not getting tired, but play, entertaining, working on the self and making it entertaining, joyful, then there is happiness. So checking the doors where the happiness disappears, achieve constant flow of Baba's happiness is there. He is feeding us, but we are not able to digest. That is also the reason that his happiness disappears. So, deep to work on the self, subtle ways, result is then visible. Any visible work becomes very beautiful jewelry. One of the messages that was in 69, Baba had showed Gulzardari a museum, where all Baba's children were, each individual was a model. And Baba said, I have worked on them in the corporeal form. And now, in the subtle region, I'm also working them, making model ready. And Gulzardari said, she went to see, and she looked at, she said, Baba, all are decorated. There's no difference between them. And Baba said, no, look properly. And then she looked it again, and there some of the statues were decorated with the fine diamond, the jewels. Baba says, what I am doing in the subtle region is now inspiring children, working on them to have subtle aspects on the self. Gross way working is fine. Have work, all the jewelry is prepared. But then, now the subtle checking, subtle decoration. So it is, Baba is becoming subtle and subtle and invisible. And so we have to check also, very incognito, deep cause that are taking away our happiness. And also incognito, work incognito, selfless service, not making visible but invisible, because when the seed becomes invisible, underground, it starts working and bears the fruit. So fruitful thing, anything which is fruitful and bringing in abundance, is it has to be incognito. Incognito service, humble service, selfless service, that will bring happiness to us. Om Shanti. Yeah, German ka news to ye. So retreat center is it already functioning. We had 3 retreats already. 2 from those who are from Germany, and 2 from UK. One group from Southall was in the beginning of, end of actually, they celebrated the New Year there. And one, yeah, the second group actually is going on the 1st of February, where the Bhupen is going to take this. And the third, we have said that Maureen Ban and Matthew Bai were going to organize, will organize, and they are most welcome to be there. It's a very nice feelings, and happy to see how Baba's work is happening. So please come and see and join. At the moment, this is the latest news. Another service, as usual service, all the centers are functioning, but main work is now, as Baba said, tapasya, bhattis. That is, work is already there.
रखते